Paul, many congratulations. A thoroughly deserved 2-0 home win today.
Yeah, it was. We knew it would be a difficult game because obviously we've watched Coventry recently and their performances now they keep the ball haven't really reflected the results that they've had because they're a good footballing team. The way they play, they can cause you problems. But I thought, out of possession, I thought the players were excellent again. Early goal helped, I think. You know, fantastic header from a great cross from Harry. And then once we went 2-0 up, we were pretty comfortable. And I'm just glad that the two sendings off came after we were 2-0 up because people might think that it was slightly easy for us, but which it wasn't.
Yeah, going back to that point about the early goal, Paul, you've spoken to me many a time about the importance of getting on the front foot and getting the early breakthrough. And that's given you the foothold in the game, hasn't it?
It has. It got us in front. And, you know, we knew that the way they rotated midfield, that they would have decent possession. But for all the decent possession they had in the first half, they didn't really threaten our goal. Second half, we came out and, you know, Harry was unplayable today. You know, we just kept getting the ball to him, he was creating chances and a little bit disappointed that we didn't score more, but that's back-to-back wins. Home win as well, and back-to-back clean sheets, so we need to build in it now.
You're two goal scorers today, Paul. I mean, I know Harry Forrester's got man of the match, but they've effectively stolen the show, haven't they? Andy Butler has not missed a thing at the back today against a big, powerful striker like Gary Medine. What a performance from him today.
Medine's a top player at this level, you know, and I thought Andy and Young Luke were outstanding against him because he makes it difficult. He's got a good touch. He wins a lot in the air. But the two of them, I thought, were outstanding. Again, you know, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that back five have played together. I've only lost one game, you know, which was a Gillingham game. You know, every time they've been out there, we've looked a lot more defensively solid, and it gives us the base for the more technical players we've got in our team to go and play.
And Harry Forrester, he's one of those players that the supporters look to. He's got that little bit of box office and X factor about him, whatever you want to call him. He's taken his chance today, Paul, obviously, because Kyle Bennett's been out, and he's grabbed it with both hands, hasn't he?
He was outstanding when he came on at Swindon last week as well. You know, Harry's a player that I've got a lot of time for as a person and both as a footballer. You know, we chat a lot. He's been slightly frustrated he wasn't in the team, but completely understood why. But today he was unplayable, and, you know, I keep saying it. Outside the top couple of divisions, Harry's one of the best players out there.
And just to clear up, obviously, some of the game's talking points, well, there, they wanted a penalty in the first half. Did you think it was? And obviously, it's led to, obviously, a second yellow for James Maddison and then Adam Barton as well in the second half.
Look, I don't want to talk about their players getting sent off and be disrespectful. The penalty shout, I thought, if it had been given, would have been very soft. You know, Dean's not so much pulled him back as put his arm on him. So we'd be disappointed if that had been given. You know, and I think Harry, the way he was playing, I think the players possibly got a little bit frustrated because he was on top form today. But I'm not going to talk about Coventry sending off because Stephen Presley's a manager that I know well and got a lot of time and respect for, and Coventry's a football club I have as well.
A lot of authority and composure about the performance, which has led to the manner of this. It's a comfortable win today, Paul. That must be a big pleasing aspect for you as well.
There is, and it was imperative. You know, we wanted to finish the end of the year winning in front of our own fans because it's been few and far between and it hasn't been good enough. You know, the weird thing is we probably created more chances against Gillingham and lost the game. You know, but as long as we've got a solid base, clean sheets are massive in any game in any division. And if we've got that, we believe we've got the players that will create chances, you know. But what we have to do now is draw a line under it. I keep saying that when we get beat because we've got a tough game in 2 days' time.
Well, on that point, I mean, you've stolen my words effectively, because that is a chance to end the calendar year on a high note, isn't it? You've got that platform to look for in terms of consistency now. Two straight wins, chance to make it through. It's going to be a difficult game, obviously.
Yeah, it will be a difficult game. Peterborough are a good team. They've got a lot of good players that have played at a higher level. But we'll go down there with a lot of confidence and make sure that we're not overconfident within that because we can't afford to do it. But if we perform, and I keep talking about us having good players on the ball, if we perform the way we have done off the ball in the last two games, it always gives us a chance.
Christmas itinerary always leads to a bit of congestion as well, but I mean, what might be the preparation in terms of recovery? Might you consider changes for that game?
It's very difficult to consider changes when you've just won back-to-back games and kept two clean sheets. You know, Richie's come off a tight hamstring. We'll assess them all tomorrow. We'll get them in a little bit later tomorrow, warm them down. The ones who didn't play today will train. Then we'll go down to Peterborough and make sure that they eat properly, they drink properly and they prepare the best they can.
And might that involve Nathan Tyson? Obviously not involved again today, Paul. How close is he?
He's close, but he's not quite there yet. So the squad that was named today will be the squad that will go down.